Back in 1989, Leslie Newman of Northampton, Massachusetts, published a children's book about a little girl named Heather, who has two arms, two legs, two eyes, and two mommies.
Heather Has Two Mommies was one of the first children's books to depict a family with lesbian parents, and it sparked huge controversy. Anti-gay groups attacked it, libraries banned it, and it led to the firing of the chancellor of New York City's schools.
And it even earned a rebuke from anti-gay members of the U.S. Senate, who sponsored an amendment to stop federal aid to school districts that, in their words, encourage or support homosexuality. Among the sponsors, New Hampshire Senator Bob Smith, who read from the book on the Senate floor in an effort to promote the amendment.
In your school districts, this book can be purchased with taxpayer dollars. Heather has two mommies, two roommates, Mama Jane and Mama Kate. Nice and cute. Mama Jane has a no-nukes sweatshirt on. And it goes on to promote the lifestyle of two lesbian parents with a small child.
Now, a quarter century after it was first published, Somerville-based Candlewick Press has published a 25th anniversary edition of Heather Has Two Mommies. Author Leslie Newman is expecting much less controversy this time around. She's an award-winning author of numerous books for both children and adults. She lives in Holyoke, Massachusetts now. Welcome to Radio Boston. It's great to have you.
Thanks for having me on the show.
So listening to that tape of Senator Smith on the Senate floor back in 1994, this was your first children's book and it was being read on the Senate floor. What did you make of that?
I was pretty incredulous about to hear that, I must say. And the word roommates really took me aback, because obviously Heather's moms are not roommates.
Right, right. So tell me about sort of your expectation when you wrote this book. Did you have any idea that it would spark the kind of firestorm of controversy that it did?
I was very naive. I wrote the book at the request of a lesbian mom who told me one day, we have no books to read our daughter that chose a family like ours. Somebody should write one. So I took it upon myself to do so. I could not find a publisher, so a friend who had a desktop publishing business and I put the book out together. We raised the money by soliciting $10 donations way before Kickstarter by actually stuffing envelopes. So I really didn't think the book would find an audience outside of my little local lesbian community, frankly.
Right. I want to play a little bit more from Senator Bob Smith on the Senate floor back in 1994, because later in that same clip, he actually makes a reference to you as the author. Here's what he said.
At the end, they talk about the author. Leslie now lives in Northampton, Massachusetts, with a woman she loves named Mary, and their two cats, Cocious and Poony Cat.
It's just, he read the names of your cat into the Senate record.
And he mispronounced them. He mispronounced my name and my cat's name. So, whatever.
Yeah, it's amazing. Well, the world has changed in such a big way since 1989. Same-sex marriage now legal in 37 states, the District of Columbia as well. We mentioned that you're expecting this book to create much less controversy today. What's the importance of the book today?
I think the book is just as important as it was 25 years ago. It serves as a window and as a mirror. So for kids who have families like Heather, it's a mirror so they can see themselves in a book, which validates the child's experience. And for kids who have families that are different than Heather's, it's a window. They can look into somebody else's life and learn about different people.
Yeah. Do you still get feedback that kind of casts this as some sort of controversial and out of the mainstream book, or are those days gone?
Well, if you read the comment section that follows some of the blog posts I've written lately, you would think there's been no progress made at all in the past 25 years. You know, Heather's mommies are perverted, and this is the work of the devil, and this is outrageous, and I don't want my child reading this, and this should not be allowed in schools, and, you know, things like that.
I'd love for you to tell me how this 25th anniversary edition is different from the first edition that came out in 1989. I've got both of them in front of me, so tell me how they've changed.
Well, first of all, the illustrations are brand new. There's a new illustrator named Laura Cornell who did a lovely job, and they're in color. We couldn't afford color illustrations back in 1989, so the original is in black and white. There's some textual changes. When Heather's teacher reads them a story about a little boy whose father is a veterinarian, in the old edition, the children started chiming in about what their daddies did. And in the new edition, there's also talk about what some of their mommies do. Hmm. And also in the old edition, Heather realizes she's the only one without a daddy. And I'm going to quote myself, her forehead crinkles up and she begins to cry. In the new edition, she simply wonders, am I the only one here who doesn't have a daddy?
Right. Something else that's different in this book, there isn't a foreword or an afterword in this edition. There have been in previous editions. Why not?
Right. There was a foreword. There was an afterword. There was a note to parents and teachers. I think it's just time for Heather to boldly march into the world as herself.
Hmm. Leslie, I'm curious. You've written other books about LGBT families. Donovan's Big Day, Felicia's Favorite Story. Why didn't they set off the kind of controversy that Heather Has Two Mommies did?
The title is pretty clear what the book is about. Donovan's Big Day, you know, just by the title alone, you wouldn't know it's a book about a little boy whose two moms are getting married. Felicia's Favorite Story, you wouldn't know by that title it's a book about a little girl who's adopted by a lesbian couple. So I think that's part of it. I think timing. It actually wasn't the first book that featured a kid with lesbian parents. There was a book called When Megan Went Away, which was about a little girl whose two moms are splitting up. So it's really the first book about a happy family that consists of two lesbian moms and a little girl. So maybe that was also the problem. Like, how dare they be happy?
Mm. Well, speaking of that, you know, we began this interview talking about the controversy that this book set off back in 1989. I'd love to hear from you about some positive feedback, and I'm sure you've had lots over the years, but what stands out from readers who you heard from that made you happy that you wrote this book?
When I get a letter from a kid who says, thank you for writing Heather Has Two Mommies, I know that you wrote it just for me, that really warms my heart. I give a talk called Heather's Mommy Speaks Out, Homophobia, Censorship, and Family Values, which I've been giving since 1992. And one day I gave this talk, and a man stood up. He was wearing a suit. He was holding a big Bible-type book. And he said, has anyone from the Christian right ever heard you give a talk and change their mind about these issues? And I said, not that I know of. And he said, well, now one person has.
Wow.
And that was very gratifying to me.
I can imagine. Well, Leslie Newman is an award-winning author of numerous books for both children and adults, including Heather Has Two Mommies, which was first published in 1989, and it's just been re-released in a 25th anniversary edition. She lives in Holyoke, Massachusetts. Leslie, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Coming up, one of New England's smallest but toughest endurance athletes. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.